If you share on Facebook and Twitter, or you have a blog, and
if you share
and you're dumb, you're still going to be dumb.
Yeah.
Right?
Sharing stupid content doesn't matter.
No. There's that's why I almost don't blog anymore. I think I'm getting old.
No, you can't say that. Why, so,
why are you looking at me?
Because we're all bloggers, right?
Yeah.
So Kevin, we have David Marcus, the CEO of PayPal, which is a really cool story because he was acquired by PayPal. He's an entrepreneur. He was acquired by PayPal. Last year I invited him to speak, talk about that, and his PR department said he could not speak. And someone else should speak at PayPal.
Wow.
And this year he's the CEO. So it's a cool story. We have so Alexander Young is going to, I cannot reveal what it is, SoundCloud, but he's going to launch something really big on stage. Evernote, Malik is there actually. Who else do I have?
Do you have any women?
Yeah.
Cool.
Are you Samaya?
Are
you Samaya?
We have Amber Case from Geoloki. No. We have. We have Susie Mai. You know Susie? What's Susie?
Okay.
Susie is a kite surfer.
Cool.
I really like kite surfing. And this year I went to the best event, one of the best events in my life. It's a kite camp for entrepreneurs in Maui.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, it doesn't suck. So here we have a really strong community of kite surfers because you can kite in San Francisco from March to October almost every day.
Yeah, you were with Hermione there and the guys.
Yeah. And so I generally leave at 5 and at 5:30 I'm on my kite, either under the bridge or at Third Avenue. And we created a community there, of course, your kite. You know, the guy who launches your kite is a friend from Google, another one is, so it's like a golf. The Silicon Valley golf is kite surfing.
That's interesting.
The Wii Network, we have fun and so on. So Susie Mai and Bill Tai, T-A-I, have come up with a conference called Mai Tai because of our names. But Mai Tai is also a drink
coffee, yeah.
Right? Okay. So it's funny. And they started this in Maui. To gather only entrepreneurs, kite surfers, and they have this talk, which was fun at the beginning, saying what makes entrepreneurs or kite surf different.
Yeah.
And it's a very good talk, very interesting. So they're going to deliver it at the web.
That's
they're going
cool.
to make everybody dream because they're going to show, you know, stupidly insane videos of kite surfers with a crystal clear water in Maui, saying, "Look, that's how we work here." Right, and it's gonna be good.
Best
week ever. And so they're going to explain that, for example, to kite surf you need to know how to take risks. You need to not be too scared because anything can happen, especially here. Because we kite under the bridge, and under the bridge you have Golden Gate. So you have fucking cargos coming from China, which are twice the height of your kite. And you're like, oh my. And if you come too close, your kite falls because there's no wind.
Oh no.
And then there is a 15 knot current.
Yeah.
Tide, taking you to the ocean, not to the bay. And then there are sharks over there.
Oh my god.
So it's heaven, right? And so you don't want to fall too much, but kite surfers love jumping. And a friend of mine, another thing is, but you see the Golden Gate pillars? Really wide, right? Yeah, a friend of mine, we were both kite surfing there, and a friend of mine went too close to the pillars, and the kite lost the wind because it's too big, fall in the water, and then with the tide, 15 knots tide, went to the ocean. And so my job was to try to find a boat to, you know, because it was just drifting away.
Yeah.
And all the boats I saw were tourist boats, you know, like Promen Couillon, we call them in French. And I was like, help! And they were like, hi! So it took me like 45 minutes to tell them. I was like 911. So anyway, it was safe, but it took us
alive.
An hour and a half. Yeah, and you have sea lions, you have fins going all around you, and it's dolphins.
Wow.
Amazing! You're kite surfing and you have like 5 dolphins around you.